Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men look in the mirror for the truth, not their reflections. Wow. I have to admit, even I like that one, so I'll repeat it again. Real men look in mirrors for truth, not reflections. I'm reading an amazing book right now by Dr. Larry Crabb called The 66 Love Letters, a conversation with God that invites you into his story. Now, I won't take the time to tell you all about the details of the book. However, in full disclosure, I will tell you that this book isn't for the faint of heart. Now, I'm not saying it's a tough read, but it has tough truth that sometimes may be hard to digest, but I can't seem to put it down. But anyway, Dr. Crabb makes a statement early in his book that jumped out at me. He said, as believers, Satan isn't our most dangerous enemy. He says, it's the enemy within us that's far more difficult to defeat. Now think about it. Satan was defeated at the cross when Jesus willingly gave up himself for us by dying for our sins. That means we're not fighting for victory anymore. We're actually fighting from a position of victory. The battle we face now as men is maintaining, sustaining, and growing in that victory daily that Jesus already won for us. And that's why I made that statement in the beginning of the show about looking in the mirror for truth, not a reflection. Now, allow me to explain. In John chapter 14, verse 16 through 20, Jesus says one of the most remarkable things and makes one of the most remarkable promises to his disciples ever recorded in Scripture when he says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it does not see or know him. Because he abides with you and will be in you. And he goes on to say in verse 18, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see you, but you will see me. And because I live, you will live also. And he concludes it in verse 20 by saying, in that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you are in me and I in you. Man, wow. Now, if that's not a drop the mic statement moment, if I've ever heard one. Now, are you kidding me? Jesus said, after he leaves, God will send us a helper, and that helper will abide with and in us. And he said that in that day, we will know that he is in the Father, we are in him, and he is in us. Now, do you understand what Jesus is implying here? That as born-again believers, we, him, and the Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit, are all one. Now, why is that such a radical statement and why I'm ready to jump out of my chair as I talk to you about this? Because as I look back over my life and even to the present day and at the time of this recording, I can see how much I've grown as a man, as a husband, father, and spiritual leader, even as a Christian. And I believe I've made a lot of progress. You know, you've heard that old saying that goes, I may not be where I want to be or what I should be or what I ought to be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. Well, that's definitely true for me. But there's an even bigger truth here. As a born-again Christian, I'm also exactly where God needs me to be everything he wants me to be, and that's in union with Christ. Now, please don't miss this. Think about all the things that the average Christian man has to battle within a given week, month, or year, like loving your wife just as Christ loves the church, training, disciplining, and discipling your children according to God's word, resisting temptation and lust almost 24 hours a day, turning away from sin, especially habitual sin, living in God's right order of God, marriage, children, family, and friends, and work. Being a good steward of your finances. Forgiving those who've offended you. Ministering to, serving others, and making disciples. Seeking God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And whatever you want to add to the list. Now, my point is this. No one other than Jesus was able to master these challenges perfectly. And what I've noticed being in full-time men's ministry, most of us fail at these things more than we succeed. And even if we have a winning record when it comes to this list, the losses we experience still seem to hurt us and the people we love. And when I'm talking about the losses, I'm not talking about the obvious sins of lying, lust, or not loving your wife. No, I'm talking about the equally despicable sins we battle with every single day that most men, including our family and friends, don't ever see. You know what I'm talking about. Like fearing and doubting God when we should trust him. our pride and arrogance and selfishness, conceit, envy, jealousy, and the lack of contentment? What about anger, bitterness, and holding on to an offense? What about rebellion and refusing to obey God in areas of sacrifice and persecution? Now, I think you get the point. And if you notice, Satan has no control over any of these things, but we do. The only power that Satan has is the power of suggestion. In other words, his mouth and his words. And he can use that to try to discourage, distract, accuse us with his stealth weapon of deception and through his lies. But you can always discover, or should I say uncover, when you're being manipulated, abused, and attacked by the enemy by simply looking in the mirror. Now, the devil, the father of lies, may lie to us, but the mirror of truth never will. And God has given us two mirrors to reveal the lies of the enemy. One is his inspired word, the Bible, and two, the spiritual mirror on our wall in any room that you have. See, whenever the devil tries to tell me who I am and tries to get me to think who I'm not, I simply remind him who God says I am through God's word. And he knows what I'm saying is true because he knows God's word even better than I do. That's why Jesus was able to resist the enemy when he was being tempted in the wilderness. Jesus told Satan, among other things, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God, because it's the truth. But remember what I said Dr. Crabb claimed earlier? That our greatest enemy is ourselves, not Satan. And I believe this is true because of what most men see when they look into that second mirror, that spiritual mirror. Yes, God sent Jesus to give us victory over the enemy once and for all, but he also gave us his word and the Holy Spirit to walk in that victory while we celebrate that victory. And it starts with that second mirror. Now, I know what you're saying, Joe. What is that second mirror? Well, let me explain it by asking you a serious question. When you sin, I'm talking about blow it big time, sin in secret, or you grieve the Holy Spirit, rebel against God in even the most subtle of ways, walk in pride or doubt his word, question his justice, covet what others have, demand your rights, lash out in anger, seek revenge, stress the truth, or even when you choose to satisfy your flesh and you look into that mirror on your wall, let me ask you seriously, what or who do you see? Do you see yourself? Your sin? What about your problems? Your circumstances? Your shame? Your regret? A man worthy of punishment? Do you see your disappointment? Your mess of a life? A mess of a man? The hurt boy from your past? Your bad habits? What about your addiction? Inadequacies? Or what about your fears, doubts, or insecurities? What do you see when you look in that mirror? Or do you see what God sees? Which is the truth, his son, Jesus Christ. See, those things I mentioned earlier are only reflections of what the enemy wants you to see. The challenging part is that our reflection is only a half truth, but we often try to treat it as if it's the whole truth. Remember what Jesus said in John 14? After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live also. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. See, that means no matter what you see and I see in the mirror, or what the enemy wants us to see, when God looks at us, he only sees his son, Jesus Christ, the perfect, holy, righteous Lamb of God. But what we see every time we look in that mirror dictates how much victory we choose to walk in once we leave that mirror. See, looking in the mirror and seeing Jesus doesn't mean you're denying or ignoring your sin. It's just a spiritual reminder that you're not what you do. You're who God says you are. And that means that whenever our behavior is not consistent with our Christ identity, we should repent, turn away from the old man reflection in the mirror, and walk in the truth we see in that mirror. Because it's this identity, our identity in Christ, that defines us, not our reflection. So this week on The Real Men Check-In, I'm asking you, when you look in the mirror, whether you're at your worst or you're at your best, what do you see? Your reflection of your old self and your old nature? Or do you see the truth, the way, and the life, our Savior, Jesus Christ? So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And you know I love this part of the show when I get to share with you a review from one of our listeners out there in the podcast, I guess, hemisphere. And this one I'm pulling today, and I picked these at random, so who knows, when you submit a podcast review, we might actually read yours on the air. But this one comes from Bailey, okay? And Bailey writes, These podcasts are an excellent tool if your goals are to become a better Christian, husband, father, and man. Dr. Joe brings the Word of God and is able to relate in a way that we can all apply in our everyday life. He has blessed my life. And thank you, Bailey, for leaving that 5-star review for us on iTunes. We really appreciate it. And like I said, we pick these at random, guys. So if you leave one, we might actually read yours on the air. And also remember that Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. May God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, and reviewing and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible, terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.